Soldiers who were inside Fort Hood's readiness center when Major Hassan allegedly struck are starting to tell their stories. NPR's Wade Goodwin spoke with one of them.
Staff Sergeant Paul Martin was sitting at the readiness center waiting to get his final medical check before deploying to Iraq. Suddenly, it felt like somebody punched him in the arm, hard.
I ain't never been hit that hard. I said, "Golly, this hurts." And then when I looked at my hand was just covered in blood. But I was laying on the floor, and the floor was covered with blood. And then I was sitting there laying on the floor, and I said, "I got to get it." In my mind, I said, "I got to get out of this building. I got to get out of this building." So when I got up, tried to get out of the building, and then I just went the wrong way to get out of the building. Went to the left instead of the right, and I received feel like a shot hit me in my back. And when I hit the floor and I crawled, low crawled, used my army techniques that they taught me to get into undercover. And then I just knew I seen another soldier and I said, "We got to get out of this building." So what I did, I didn't have no feeling in my legs at the time. Then my leg feelings came back. I jumped up and I said, "If I can make it to this door using my army training, if I can make it to this door, I'll be out of here." And stuff was going on in there, and it sounded like a cannon going off. I don't know what it was. I can't say it was gunfire. Or not. I don't know.
It was gunfire, and Sergeant Martin was shot 4 times in one of the most heinous attacks at an Army post in decades. I'm Wade Goodwin, NPR News in Killeen, Texas.
And you can hear more of Sergeant Martin's story tomorrow on Morning Edition.